إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت.
On Yom Qiyamah, the sun would become wrapped. أي تجمعوا وتلفوا ويخسف القمر ويلقيان في النار. So the sun would be wrapped. And the moon will eclipse. And they will be thrown in the hellfire. The sun would be wrapped. And the description of this wrapping has come in other books of tafsir. And from them, مثلاً, we have the tafsir of this surah by Sheikh Salih Fawzan Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Because he mentions different opinions about this wrapping. He says, Luffat katatwir al-imama. He said, like the wrapping of a headscarf. The wrapping of a headscarf. Or an imama, what a man wears on his head when he wraps it. Like a turban. The wrapping, and that's the proper word I was looking for, like a turban. Like the wrapping of the turban. So the sun will become wrapped. وَذَهَبَ ضَوْءُهَا فَرُمِيَ بِهَا. And the light goes away. And it's thrown. And it said, and he said, وَقِيل وَفُسِرَ ذَلَكَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِذِهَابِ ضَوْءِهَا. And some of them says, the wrapping is explained by the going away of, or the removal of its light. So there's no more light. So the sun is wrapped, like the wrapping of a turban. And there's no more light. One explanation is there's no more light. وَبَعْدُهُمْ فَسَرَهُ بِأَنَّهَا تُرْمَى. And he said, and some scholars say that it's thrown. And that's, there's a hadith for that, actually. The sun and the moon being thrown in the hellfire. And this is mentioned, this hadith is authenticated. This hadith is authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in his Silsilat al-Hadith al-Sahiha. Hadith is authenticated. So Shaykh Salih Fawzan Habibullah ta'ala said, although there's different tafsirs, one says it's the sun is wrapped, like the wrapping of a turban. Another one says the light goes away. And another one says it's thrown in the hellfire, which is the hadith. He said all of this is correct. All of these explanations are correct. The sun will be wrapped, and when it's wrapped, its light goes away. And when its light goes away, it is then thrown into the hellfire, as is mentioned in an authentic hadith. Sheikh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, brings some more clarity on that, where he says, وَيُلْقِيهَا عَزُّ وَجَلْ فِي النَّارِ إِغَاذَةً لِلَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُونَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. He said that Allah Azza wa Jal throws the sun into the hellfire as a reward or recompense for the individuals that used to worship it other than Allah. The reason why it's thrown in the hellfire is because individuals would worship it other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So those individuals would realize, subhanAllah, those individuals would realize how fruitless and how in vain their worship of the sun was. That which you worshipped is now thrown in the hellfire. It's wrapped. It's folded. Its light goes away and it's thrown in the hellfire. That's the Lord that you used to worship. That's what you took as your Lord instead of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala mentions in a verse from Surah Al-Anbiya, where Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ حَسَبُ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 98, Allah Azza wa Jal says, that which you worship, you, and that which you worship other than Allah will be the fuel for the hellfire. Will be the fuel or will be thrown into the hellfire. أنتم لها واردون. You will be in it. So the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned, and then he clarifies, he goes, but that which is worshipped, but it's not pleased with it. And of course, people worship Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. People worship Jesus, but Jesus isn't pleased with it. Jesus isn't pleased with it, so no. You know, Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam would not be thrown in the hellfire. But there are some things that the people worship, individuals that the people worship that they're pleased with, and from the things that would be thrown in the hellfire that the people worship is the sun.